The U.S. Navy has selected digital transformation solutions company VTG as a prime contractor to provide engineering services for the service's hypersonic strike capability, which the Department of Defense regards as a top priority. The Navy Strategic Systems Programs awarded the single award contract, under which the Force Modernization Company will support the Conventional Prompt Strike Program Office. Specifically, the contract covers research and development services, test planning and test engineering, logistics and a broad range of programmatic and technical services, VTG said Tuesday. The CPS is tasked with providing a hypersonic conventional weapon to the Navy. The weapon is expected to have a precise, timely, long-range strike capability against deep inland, time-critical soft and medium-hardened targets within contested environments. According to VTG, the missile will consist of a hypersonic glide body and a two-stage booster. The weapon will be able to fly at speeds exceeding Mach 5 and will be launched from surface ships and submarines. The Navy, which serves as the lead designer, plans to deploy the first CPS weapon system aboard the Zumwalt-class destroyers in fiscal year 2025. The second launch will feature the Virginia-class attack submarines and is scheduled for fiscal year 2028, VTG said. The recent award from the SSP follows contracts that have made the company a critical partner to the Navy in supporting distributed maritime operations by delivering various offensive, defensive, and digital capabilities. One of the recent awards is a July contract, which tasked VTG to integrate the NSEQ-4 Optical Dazzler Interdictor, Navy, a directed energy weapon laser system, into Arleigh Burke-class destroyers. A member of the Navy Laser family of systems, ODIN is used to counter adversary unmanned aerial system-mounted intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities, VTG explained in a July 21 statement announcing the award.